In late March, Utah Governor Gary Herbert closed public schools until May 1st to help slow the spread of coronavirus. And for high school seniors, that meant year-end traditions like prom and graduation were up in the air. We wanted to hear from a few about what they're doing to celebrate their final moments in high school and how they're handling the unknowns of life after during this health crisis. Here are some of their stories in their own words.
Hi, I'm Gracie. I'm a senior at Tula High School. There's a lot of things that I just didn't really think I was going to take for granted that much. I was grateful for the opportunities and the traditions, but now that I don't have the opportunity to participate in them, I realized how much they get overlooked and how grateful I am for those opportunities because now I don't have them.
My name is Luke, and I go to Lone Peak High School. For prom, I feel like that's a super huge part of my high school career. I already asked a girl, and I'm just going to take her on a date, you know? We'll dress up in our originally planned on prom suits and dresses, you know? And I'll take her out to dinner, do a really fancy day date.
My name is Parker. I'm a senior at Corner Canyon High School. I've not had a job since December, and now with $97 in my bank account, I'm worried about how to afford college. Well, luckily, my parents' jobs are very stable, and I've gotten scholarships from the U of U, so it puts some weight off my shoulders.
My name is Emery, and I go to the Academy for Math, Engineering, and Science. It's been kind of 4 years coming, just trying to leave the country. I was actually going to go on a European backpacking trip, and that was canceled within like a week. I was accepted into a program that was going to let me go to Turkey, and that was also canceled, and it was fully paid for by the government.
My name is Vivian, and I go to the Academy for Math, Engineering, and Science. I'm just really angry at the world, and I'm angry at the people who are making selfish decisions because their decisions affect my life. I just hope that people stay inside for the better.